This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, November 21st, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. As Venezuelan inflation spirals out of control, President Nicolas Maduro's response, further price controls, is likely to make matters far worse. Matt Zwolinski is Associate Professor of Philosophy at the University of San Diego. He co-directs USD's Institute for Law and Philosophy. We spoke about Maduro's new powers and their likely effects yesterday.
So about 7 months ago in April, Nicolas Maduro took the office of the presidency from Hugo Chavez as his appointed successor. And since that time, the country has been in an economic tailspin. The unit of currency, the Bolivar, has lost about 63% of its value against the U.S. dollar. And as a result of this, the country has been suffering massive inflation. The official numbers are put the number at about 50%, but the real numbers are probably much, much higher than that. Cato's Steve Hanke put the estimate at about 300%, so we're approaching near hyperinflation rates. Maduro has been blaming the high prices on speculation and hoarding by barbaric capitalist parasites. But meanwhile, the consumers have been faced with a shortage of basic goods like food and toilet paper, which disappears off the shelves minutes after it shows up. And things only seem to be getting worse. On Tuesday of this week, Maduro was given power to rule by decree by the Venezuelan National Assembly, which essentially means that he can implement a broad range of policies without seeking any prior approval from the National Assembly. So there are now even fewer political checks in place on what appears to be his demonstrably bad judgment.
Here is the Washington Post. With the ability to pass laws without congressional approval for up to a year, Maduro said that he would move fast to restrict profit margins and introduce other changes to the economy. The government's plans have rattled entrepreneurs who, during nearly 15 years of leftist populist rule, have seen 1,000 businesses expropriated while facing a raft of intrusive government edicts. So with respect specifically to the prospect of price controls, which have already been instituted broadly, what have we seen?
Well, so Maduro styles himself as a successor to Chavez, both in terms of ideology and in terms of methodology. So ideologically, Maduro sees himself as a defender of Venezuela's poor against the predation of the capitalist classes. Methodologically, he has followed Chavez in taking dramatic, unconventional, and often quite controversial steps to achieve that aim. So, for instance, he's spent in his 7 months in office, he's spent billions of dollars on social welfare programs, including benefits for single mothers and things like handing out apartments and major appliances to particular poor families. He's recently created a Vice Ministry of Supreme Social Happiness. He even moved up Christmas to November I guess the idea is to make people happier in a time of economic crisis, but it's a little suspicious because we've got elections, mayoral elections coming up on December 8th, and these elections are widely viewed as a kind of referendum on the success of Maduro's presidency. With respect to the specific issue of price controls, Maduro has stepped up the government's enforcement, sending government inspectors and soldiers to more than 1,400 shops to ensure that they're charging what he describes as fair prices, arresting over 100 business owners for charging unfair prices, and even taking over a major electronics retailer in order to dramatically cut prices himself.
As you said earlier, basic goods are, as you would expect, flying off the shelves.
That's right. There are a few images on the internet of this electronics chain after the price cuts were instituted, and the shelves are quite barren. In fact, Maduro directed his population to empty the shelves. He said he didn't want to see anything left on them, and there's not. So I take it that he sees this as a mark of victory against the capitalists, and consumers have gotten some good deals. Of course, now there's nothing else for anybody who didn't get there early enough.
It should be obvious to most people that of the destabilizing effects on entrepreneurs of watching businesses nearby simply be expropriated by the government wholesale, but price controls are sort of a a smaller level of expropriation. They're simply taking your judgment in a sense. So what are the likely effects down the road of these price controls?
Price controls, first of all, do nothing to address the underlying economic problems that people are facing in Venezuela. Prices aren't high and goods aren't scarce because merchants are being selfish and antisocial. Prices are high because Venezuela has an overvalued currency that forces importers to buy goods on the black market and to pass the costs of that added risk and inconvenience onto their consumers. And more fundamentally, prices are high and resources are scarce because Venezuela has consistently pursued destructive economic and fiscal policies that create massive uncertainty and destroy the incentives for investment in production. And artificially manipulating the exchange rate and capping prices doesn't change any of that. It merely, at best, hides and redirects the bad effects, and more likely, it makes them even worse. The problem with price controls, of course, is that they create disincentives for production. If a merchant can't be sure that the price that he is charging is going to be deemed by the government official to be a fair one, there is very little incentive for that merchant to invest further resources in his business. And there's very little incentive for him to even show up and open his doors if he's afraid that he might be hauled off to jail for doing so. It's what constitutes a fair price is a tremendously difficult philosophical question. People have been grappling with this at least since the time of Aristotle. And if Aristotle and Aquinas couldn't figure it out, I don't have much confidence that Maduro is going to do any better.
Matt Zwolinski is Associate Professor of Philosophy at the University of San Diego. He's co-director of USD's Institute for Law and Philosophy. You can read more about inflation and Venezuela's decline at our website, cato.org.